SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. If you are traveling, medical officials are urging you to get a measles shot.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says all international travelers should get measles shots. Previously, the CDC emphasized the importance of vaccination for travelers going to countries with measles outbreaks. The new recommendation is to get the shot no matter where they're going. One expert points out an outbreak in Colorado last month stemmed from an international flight that landed in Denver. The travel notice advises two doses for all Americans ages 1 and older. An early dose is advised for traveling infants ages 6 months to 11 months. I'm Ed Donahue.
The White House said late Sunday that the suspect arrested in connection to the attack in Boulder, Colorado, is an illegal alien who overstayed his visa. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller said in a statement on X, quote, a terror attack was committed in Boulder, Colorado by an illegal alien. Miller continued, he was granted a tourist visa by the Biden administration, and then he illegally overstayed that visa. In response, the Biden administration gave him a work permit. FBI Special Agent in Charge Mark Michalek said in an evening press conference Sunday that the suspect used a makeshift flamethrower and incendiary devices to attack the victims and was heard to yell Free Palestine during the attack. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A split Supreme Court has rejected a pair of gun rights cases, though one conservative justice predicts the court will soon consider whether assault weapons bans are constitutional. The majority did not explain its reasoning in turning down the cases over high-capacity magazines and guns like the AR-15, which are popular weapons that have also been used in mass shootings. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 35 points. This is SRN News. Atheist groups are preparing a lawsuit.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and several other groups say they will sue the state of Texas over its new statute requiring the posting of the Ten Commandments in public schools. Several other states have similar laws, and atheists have succeeded in tying them up in court. The Texas legislation would require that a copy of the commandments be posted in every classroom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several foundations have donated $1.5 million to help rebuild a historic black church gutted by arson. Claiborne Temple in Memphis had been undergoing a years-long renovation when someone intentionally set a fire inside the building in the early hours of April 28th, destroying almost everything but parts of the facade. Before the fire, the Romanesque Revival Church was in the midst of a $25 million restoration project. This is SRN News. In a first-of-its-kind experiment, a three-year exercise program improved the survival rate of colon cancer patients.
Researchers followed 889 patients with treatable colon cancer who had completed chemotherapy. Half were given health information while the others worked with an exercise coach. Over time, the people in the structured exercise program had 28% fewer cancers and 37% fewer deaths from any cause. The results of the experiment published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The head of the U.S. Energy Department says President Trump wants to double the amount of oil coursing through Alaska's 800-mile pipeline system and build a massive natural gas export project as its twin. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.